Welcome to Locked On Cardinals. Alex Clancy, Bo Brock. As always, follow me on Twitter at Clancy's Corner. Follow Bo at Bob Brack. Follow the podcast at Locked On AZ Cards. So it's finally draft week, Bo.
Congratulations. We've made it this far.
Yeah, the last 0.2 miles of a marathon is where we are right now. Our body's breaking down.
I've never been in this situation before. I can only imagine.
Yeah, I mean,
never run a marathon.
Neither have I.
That crazy?
Yeah, how dumb do you have to be to run a marathon? I mean, let's be honest. But
you ever had runner's high before?
I guess you have to get to the 10th mile for it to happen, Bo, and I won't even get a 10th of the way there.
What's the furthest distance you've ever run?
At one time?
Yes, at one time.
A mile?
Okay.
I never did a little bit further than you. I did it in like high school. We would run, see how low we can get our mile times. I got under 6:25 or something.
6:25.
My fastest mile. Yeah,
that's not too bad. No. That's pretty impressive.
I was the most in shape I ever was when I was 17.
I think for me, I've done the Tillman.
Oh, you have
Tillman Run. Done it a couple times, which is fitting. We bring that up today because 15 years ago to today is when we lost Pat Tillman.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
I mean, you can talk about Larry Fitzgerald, but as far as just overall.
Impact,
just incredible life, incredible just debt he paid. Just Pat Tillman just encompasses, you know, just unselfishness and self-sacrifice that we could all only dream to achieve. Just an incredible icon to have just for the state of Arizona, Arizona State, of course, the Cardinals, truly incredible.
Yeah, and
but 4.2 miles is somehow we got
anyways,
there.
Anyways,
4.2 miles, that's the furthest I've traveled on foot.
Let's make this about you, Bo, after that rousing review of with Pat Tillman and his life. I mean, because it's true. So Kwame Lassiter, who actually, you know, passed away about, you know, a couple months ago, he gave me my first shot in radio in this little radio station in town. And
he's the blimp.
He played with...
He played with
Pat Tillman with the Cardinals. And Pat Tillman took his job. That was the first thing that he came up, said he's an ASU boy. Mm-hmm. He came up and he took his job because everybody wanted him. He was talented. Kwame always said he was more talented. He was poking fun at Pat, and they became really good friends. And he had only great things to say about Tillman. So I actually got some real insider info on what Pat Tillman was like from a guy that I really respected. And we lost them both way too soon, obviously.
Wasn't Kwame Lassiter, didn't he get the franchise tag?
Yeah. It was a good franchise tag.
It was good for him.
Yeah. I think it was about $7 million.
Yeah.
$7 or $8 million, which was a lot.
Set at the safety position.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he had 4 interceptions in a game, which was him and Delta O'Neal, I think, are tied for the record
for
interceptions in a game.
Who was the quarterback that was just throwing?
Hucking it?
Yeah, Kwame Lassiter's
way. I don't know. I just remember their shoulder pads were way too big.
They were.
I mean, they were extraordinarily big.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, I don't know how fast Barry Sanders could run with those things. I mean, you could house like eaglets in each one, you know, in incubation. So the Cardinals still have a decision to make. There's, you know what, let's just start it with this. Pete Prisco from CBS Sports, he came out with a video a couple days ago saying that his sources are telling him that Kyler Murray ain't going number one.
Mm.
And I'll read the quote in a minute, but let's just remind everybody that Bo and I have been on this train since second one. Since the first talk about Kyler Murray coming out, it'd be, oh, you know what? It probably puts some butts in the seats, but the best move for this organization and the one we think they're going to make is to draft Nick Bosa number one. We did it in the mock draft, the Locked On Podcast Network mock draft, and Matt Williamson from Locked On NFL came on afterwards and pretty much said we were Looney Tunes. And it caused this domino effect down 2, 3, 4, and 5, where inevitably in our mock draft, Cincinnati moved up to take Kyler Murray at number 5. It's selfishly, it's very rewarding to have one guy that's respected in all sea of guys that are saying Kyler Murray is going number one that really still thinks Nick Bosa is going number one, according to his sources.
Well, it's probably the same as when Kyrie Irving for a short time came out as a flat earther. And that whole flat earth community was like, wow, we got a superstar.
Yeah, we got a spokesperson.
If you're a moon landing conspiracy theorist and somebody holds that.
I feel like two people in this room don't think that the moon landing happened.
What? No, I'm.
Oh, was
I'm
it Jody? On, is
I'm
it
on,
Jody?
Yeah, I'm on team. I'm on team.
Rational.
We landed.
Team we landed.
In, yeah.
I'm on team CBS soundstage.
Okay.
Or NBC.
All right. So, I mean, as far as conspiracy theories go, like famous ones, I can sit in the room and listen to the debate, right?
Mm-hmm.
With that one,
yes.
With the moon landing.
Yeah.
But and I can sit here and I can still have the smokescreen debate about the Arizona Cardinals. But what's really being, and maybe it's bringing me back on the bandwagon, is that there is some ineptitude. And it stretches beyond the GM, and it's kind of stained within this franchise. And I think that they have been telegraphing the move at this point, just blatantly.
So you think it's going to be Kyler Murray?
I do, but at the same time, if it's not,
yeah.
You know, and I'm not trying to do this to hedge my bet.
Uh-huh.
I stand by what you and I have been saying. I think that in the best interest of this franchise, Josh Rosen's the guy. You took a guy 10th overall. I think you get marginally better if you get better with Kyler Murray. I'm still maybe not even sold on him as a prospect.
It's a huge gamble.
I have been deep diving Kyler Murray more as late as the potential starter for the Arizona Cardinals and what that would look like. And it's fun, right? It's a blast to kind of think about that and what it could do to the offense,
mm-hmm.
and really to just have an elite type athlete with that. I mean, his athleticism is it's there's nobody in this draft like that, especially at his position. But man, I just at this point, I think that they're gonna take Kyler Murray. They're gonna move forward from Josh Rosen. I had what I said about Josh Rosen last week, where I feel like he's shown strong leadership qualities that you would want from a starting quarterback. I mean, as we sit here Monday of draft week, I think it's Murray.
Yeah.
But call me. Maybe I'm duped. And this is the greatest plot twist in NFL draft history. And I hope that's possible because, man, can you imagine? I mean, I talk about how intriguing and interesting the Cardinals become with Kyler Murray. Can you imagine how intriguing, how interesting, how dramatic the NFL draft becomes if it becomes reality that they pass on Kyler Murray?
Yeah. Because now, Bo, and we'll go to break after this so we can continue this discussion. Remember, none of these guys have played a game since this draft talk started.
Right. And
so
there's been a lot of, I mean, as
just,
far as their stocks
going
up and down.
It's just stocks
going
up and down. It's like the stock market. It doesn't make any sense.
Yeah. And Ian Rappaport had an update as far as where the Cardinals claim they stand as far as the picks concerned. I think that's something we should get into as well next.
Yeah. And Martinis and Kyler Murray. I'll explain also.
Get into this?
Yes, we are. Next, Locked On Cardinals. Welcome back, Locked On Cardinals. Alex Clancy, Bo Brock, Fox Sports 910, contingent here, me on the Freaks 1 to 4, Monday through Friday, Bo 4 to 7, following my show. Monday through Friday, Fox Sports 910, 4 to 7. So, if you listened last week, Bo and I have our... Bo has NFL Insider on his show.
Mm-hmm.
The ones that he sought out, this is where he was wearing his producer hat, and got them on the show. Big name guys.
Mm-hmm.
Me, wearing my producer hat, even though we both co-host the shows that we're on, I got another insider. I got Benjamin Albright, Bo got Ian Rappaport, and Daniel Jeremiah. Three of the biggest wigs...
Mm-hmm.
Big wigs. I don't know if you could say biggest wigs in the NFL insider game today. And they're all on the same side of the semis, of the circle where Kyler Murray's going. All the sources have said it.
Their percentages, yeah. I mean,
Right. Albright, well, Daniel Jeremiah has
Albright
given.
Is Sharpie, right?
Yes. Albright's like, it's happening.
DJ is waning. He's told us in the last couple of weeks that it's gone from scouting combine, he was at about 90%. And now he's about 60-40, which if you're a betting man, you take those odds, right?
Yeah.
60-40. And then Ian Rappaport, who we usually talk, we pretty much talk to up through NFL free agency. So the last time we talked to Rap Sheet was he thought that the Cardinals were going to move forward Josh Rosen. But if you follow him on Twitter at Rap Sheet, if you listen to his podcast, Rap Sheet and Friends, you'll notice that he's he's not flinching, but he's digesting hedging. the news, what's out there,
mm-hmm.
and I think if you were to ask him today, what the quote was to us was he strongly believes Josh Rosen's the quarterback going forward.
Jesus.
But I think that he like DJ is waning in his original comments as of this morning. About I believe just before 7, Rap Sheet tweeted out Arizona Cardinals brass GM Steve Keim, coach Cliff Kingsbury, and owner Michael Bidwill will have a final meeting over the next couple days to discuss their options at number one. Sources say the Cardinals have received feeler calls from teams inquiring
here
about
they
trading
come.
Up
here they
as
come.
Well.
So here's the thing, and I want to get to Pete Prisco's exact quote, the guy from CBS that came out and said that the Cardinals are not drafting Kyler Murray. We'll get to that probably in the last segment. The smokescreen only works if you can lure another team into thinking you're drafting Kyler Murray when you were not going to draft Kyler Murray the whole time. If you draft, put it this way, if you don't draft Kyler Murray and you draft Nick Bosa at number one, who cares if it's a smokescreen or not? You're giving people just a couple weeks less time to decide who they want to draft. That has nothing to do. The smokescreen, for those that don't know, and in my opinion at least, the whole definition of a smokescreen is to get more value for your number one pick,
mm-hmm.
making people believe that you're going to take a guy at that position that they want. That's the only way smokescreen is executed flawlessly. If they draft another guy at number one, who cares about the smokescreen? You may as well have just said, we don't know who we're going to draft yet. It doesn't matter. Right?
Yeah.
So a smokescreen is only to boost the stock,
right.
the value of your number one pick, even though it has a measurable value to begin with.
Right.
So at this point, they probably still don't know who they're going to draft. According to Pete Prisco, you know what? I'm going to read it now. According to Pete Prisco from CBS Sports, he said that the Cardinals, according to his sources, are not going to take Kyler Murray. This is the quote from a video from CBS Sports. Initially, the ownership pushed for Kyler Murray. That much I know. I was told that. The reason they did it, they were having a hard time selling tickets. They put it out there. Arizona was lukewarm to it. So now all of a sudden, they're pulling back from what I've been told. They're going in a different direction. They are not going to draft Kyler Murray. And first thought was, cool, we're right. Like, that's
sure.
The whole thing that we're talking about.
Well, it feels nice. Like
it feels like
the
validated
out there. The conspiracy theories
yeah.
out there. It feels good to have somebody with who has a big following. You
mm-hmm.
know,
commiserate.
Commiserate with it.
Yeah.
I'm just seeing this now. Kent Summers
corroborate.
And, yeah, corroborate.
Sorry. Commiserate is like
yeah, we feel
helping
bad.
Someone if it's you're a, yeah, yeah, if you're sad.
All right, so Kent Summers tells the LA Times. And their mock draft, because it's peak mock draft season, people are starting to reach out to us to join their shows and do a mock draft. But Ken Summers, who I regard locally as the best Cardinals reporter.
I'm surprised it was him. He doesn't do just Cardinals anymore, right?
He's a columnist, but his bread and butter. I mean, he's a guy that's covered the Cardinals for over 20 years.
Yeah, right.
This is what he said. First off, the Cardinals, he has them taking defensive tackle Quinnen Williams out of Alabama. He says, the Cardinals like Josh Rosen, and I don't see them taking a quarterback in the first round 2 years in a row. They need help on the defensive line. Williams would immediately provide that. GM Steve Keim has made some mistakes in the first round by taking guys who weren't passionate about football, Jonathan Cooper, Robert Kamdichi, so I can see them taking Williams.
On the other side, we're going to talk about why that's the biggest mistake in the world, and maybe not for the reason you think. Locked On Cardinals. We'll be right back. Wrapping up here, Locked On Cardinals, Alex Clancy, Bo Brock. So before the break, Bo mentioned a Kent Summers tweet from a mock draft that he had for the LA Times. Kent Summers, heralded guy from AZ Central here. He's been covering the Cardinals for over 20 years. He had them taking Quinnen Williams because, and Quinnen Williams is, he's the guy at, or the horse of the Kentucky Derby that always breaks late.
Mm-hmm.
There's always one guy that the stock rises exponentially within the last week of the draft or week and a half, because his name has really been tied to the Cardinals recently or as a trade-up guy for other teams that want an interior defensive lineman. The reason why that would be the biggest mistake the Cardinals could make, and I've said this from the beginning, is you know the Giants want Nick Bosa. So the smokescreen, if you're going to draft Nick Bosa...
The Niners,
is,
right?
What did I say?
I thought you said Giants.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Sorry. Okay. The Niners, because they're at number two. You can't gift-wrap Nick Bosa to the 49ers, if you're not going to draft Kyler Murray number one overall. You need, just like the Boston Celtics did with Philadelphia, was they wanted Jason Tatum.
Mm-hmm.
They knew they could get Jason Tatum at three, so they lured Philadelphia into trading up to number one to draft Markelle Fultz, which is who they thought the Celtics wanted to take. When in reality, the Philadelphia 76ers gave up a first-round pick to a team that got the guy they wanted at a different spot.
Right.
So if somehow the Cardinals...
But if this more of a slam dunk when you think of that draft of Lonzo to the Lakers? I mean...
Well, no, but they'd be moving down to two and not three. So all they're doing is switching one and two and drafting Quinnen Williams anyway.
And the Celtics could eliminate the Lakers potentially taking the guy they wanted. You know what I mean? Are the Cardinals... The Lakers, are they the ones that just didn't even want to play? Like, are they doing the smokescreen, or did they just kind of telegraph their plan? Is their tell so bad?
Regarding
rounders,
one player.
I mean, do they have their Oreos in front of them, and every time they've got their handmade.
Love Oreos.
You know, they're playing with their cookies.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just think that it's crazy. I mean, Kent Summers, I respect his opinion. I see some. I bet he's talking. He's got some very reliable sources within the organization. I know Prisco's got some sources within the organization. A guy that's got Arizona ASU ties. It's crazy. I mean, I hear what you're saying about gift wrapping Nick Bosa, but if you think Quinnen Williams is a mauler in the interior of that line, so if you're thinking, okay, could they just trade back to the Niners and the Niners give them anything?
Exactly what I'm saying.
Swap pick?
Yes.
Yeah.
Because either way, so say, because this is, you poo-pooed this initially, which I agree with now, is I said it, if they were going to draft Kyler Murray, you don't gift wrap Nick Bosa to San Francisco. So you trade down one, but then you could potentially lose your quarterback if somebody gives a better deal and you're at number two with your male genitalia in your hands. But you have number two. Now, if you're not going to draft Kyler Murray, there is no reason why you draft Quinnen Williams number one.
Right.
There's just not. You ask San Francisco, and say San Francisco ends up taking Quinnen Williams. Cool, you got Nick Bosa, and you get some more stuff for it. If you get a fifth-round pick to move down one spot, you get an extra pick. And if you can somehow convince San Francisco 49ers that you're going to take Nick Bosa, and they have to give you a first-rounder or a second-rounder next year to move up, you win the draft. You win the draft by all pundits. Man, you know what? It was actually a really good idea for them not to take Kyler Murray because they not only got their interior lineman of the future, but they got a high draft pick for next year, and they're only going to win five or six games this year, so they need as many picks as they can get, period. And that's going to be it. So as you can tell, there are still many different scenarios that could potentially face the Arizona Cardinals moving forward over the next 100 hours or so. And when it comes to what they're going to do, spoiler alert, it's like the moon landing. Nobody knows if it's real or not. Nobody knows if they know what they're going to do or not. We'll know closer to the draft, but keep in mind, and we're going to talk about this more tomorrow, we will maybe even bring up some potential trade partners for who the Cardinals need to look at or hear from, take calls from, because this is when silly season gets real with trade offers.
Legitimate question.
Yeah.
Easy answer at the end of this podcast. Rap Sheet says that the Cardinals brass are meeting the next couple days to make a decision.
Yes.
Do you honestly believe that they don't know what they're doing as far as the pick's concerned?
I think the answer is yes. I do not believe they know what they're doing because the trade offers haven't come in yet. Because that changes everything. And so, in theory, even though, you know, this is kind of a silly proposition, it's better that they're keeping their options open still this close to the draft, even though their feet are getting closer to the fire. If they say, you know what, no, we're taking Kyler Murray. That's it. Let's start game planning. We started game planning 2 weeks ago. We're just messing with people. We have the offense in place and somebody offers four first rounders. What are you doing now? Because no player in this draft is worth giving up that much juice for the future. I'm not saying four first rounders, but two. What people gave for Khalil Mack or what the Rams moved up and took for Jared Goff, there's no way. There's no way to tell. So, yes, I do not believe they know what they're doing. We'll talk about that and more tomorrow, Locked On Cardinals.